Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
That's the sun.
Special guest appearances by the sun as it crests over the hills on the horizon in downtown Cedar Rapids.
That's beautiful.
The Morning Scramble coming to you live from 351st at the top of the DoubleTree by Hilton Cedar Rapids Convention Center. We're ready to rock this Broken Hearts breakfast.
Just like being here, it's a little bit about changing your vantage point, right?
Yes.
People go into Valentine's Day like, don't like it. That's I know five of them right now. They're here at our table.
That was like a fantastic raspberry.
Thank
Can
you.
I just compliment the raspberry?
Yeah, that's
quick.
A one and done. You're not getting another
My
one of those.
My goodness, this man is a professional
much
raspberry
Much like
blower.
Leap Day that only comes out once every 4 years.
Oh, no, yours is better.
But we are trying to change the perspective, change the narrative, and we are celebrating five of the Morning Scramble listeners with our Broken Hearts breakfast. We've had the joy of reading their emails, bringing them to life with Morning Scramble Readers Theater.
That's right.
But maybe it's best that we actually hear directly from those who submitted for the contest.
So we wanted to say good morning and kind of go around the table. Let's start with our dear, dear friend, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me here.
Oh, we are so glad that you could be here. Now, your tale of heartbreak was interesting because you told us that it doesn't have to be like a loving, lovey-dovey relationship. It can also be a friend who breaks your heart.
Absolutely. I had a very close friend who, and it just happened recently. We're in a group where we have a lot of different parties and stuff, and she's a big party person and she throws these great parties. But once I started getting recognized for my parties, the petty jealousy came out and it was just like lying and smack talk and not supporting me. And I'm like, wow, that is awful. And I just, that's lying, especially something I can't tolerate. So that was it.
And that just kind of breaks your heart.
It does.
It does.
It does, because we did a lot of fun stuff together and I had a good time with her, but can't tolerate someone who lies. That's just, can't do it.
So you guys are no longer
Flush
friends.
And move on.
Nope, that's it.
Now,
and
did you have a similar friend group?
And she made a punctuation mark with her hand. We are done.
That's it.
Period.
Period. That's an exclamation point.
We do. We're civil. I haven't seen her since all this went down.
But maybe a social circle, you might run into each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's potentially we could. Yes.
Well.
So that's hard too when you're like we can't quite fully separate. We don't have that distance.
Yeah.
And then that it's just like a little dabble into heartbreak every now and then.
It's a little thorn in the side every
time. Yes.
Poke.
You got something in your shoe and it's just like it's still there.
A little bit of constant drama. And speaking of constant drama. Let's introduce you to Addie.
Oh, oh Addie.
I can almost find that transition.
That was pretty smooth, I won't lie.
Addie, yours was the first story that came in that we actually had to edit due to language.
Oh.
But that's fine. No, that was our job.
No, yeah. We can do that.
To bring it to life.
Yeah.
We cleaned it up. But then we also did bring it to life where Claire and I reenacted the story where, if I understand it, Claire playing the part of you, me playing the part of the 6'3" baseball player with the athletic frame.
So you seem to be very, very much toyed with by this 6'3" baseball player who made you say, "Damn."
First part of your story sounded like a romance novel. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I won't lie, like, I saw the false side of the relationship, and like, I did like him more than he liked me.
Sure.
So I was like, yeah. And he was playing along with it. He was leading me right along the whole time.
Mm-hmm. And that was
still is.
That was a year of that. And then he goes to Texas.
2 years. He went to Texas. He moved to Texas a year and a half. This is his second year there.
Okay.
So like by the end of this school year, he'll be there for two full school years.
Both dated other people since then.
Oh, yeah. He had a long distance relationship.
Who looked like you? Yeah.
Some people
she's
have
beautiful.
Said.
She was beautiful. She was. She is absolutely beautiful and good for him.
But you're honestly, still talking now.
Yep.
Yeah. And are moving to Texas or considering moving to Texas?
Considering. Like, I'm very much so I don't know where I want to go. And I know that in a year, I'm not moving for another year. So I know by that next year, like, everything is going to be different and maybe I won't move to Texas.
Okay.
But my best friend, Jamie, she lives in Fort Worth, and I went down there and visited her.
Okay. Now, Addie, and I'm actually relieved because I thought, per your email, that you were thinking about moving for him. And I was like, it can't be for him.
Yeah, we were going to shut you down this morning.
Addie, I'll let you go.
Clear. I would not ever move to Texas for him.
Okay.
All right.
for him. Never.
Feel, like, I can breathe better now.
Yes. No. I have anxiety for a few of the stories. Yours was one of them.
That's good.
I'm like, we're going to have to talk her out of it, Claire.
And the worst part is like, that's what everybody's going to think. And that's probably what he's going to think.
Oh, yeah.
Jamie is literally, our moms are best friends. We grew up together. She broke my arm when we were little. We'll talk.
Those are the best of friends.
You go way back.
We don't need to talk about that.
Those who share hospital visits together share friendships, right?
Yeah, my little sister was like 3 weeks old, and my mom was supposed to have a peaceful night without any kids. Because Dad was watching Lainey.
Look what you did, Jamie.
Well,
look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, I feel better knowing it's another person drawing her down.
I do too.
I went and I visited her. Oh, my God. We had the best vacation of my life.
There it
for
is.
For New Year's.
Oh, fun.
I surprised her. She came home for Christmas, and I surprised her, and I drove her back.
Yes.
You did?
Yeah, I drove her all the way
Lovely.
Back to Texas.
Okay.
And then we had, oh, my gosh, Wonder Bar. If you've never been to Wonder Bar, I would live there. Set up a bed. There's a little duck bathroom. Or no, it's like a speakeasy. You walk in to this weird room and it's a bathtub of ducks.
You had me at bar, and then the word wonder makes me wonder what that meant. But
you
together,
lost me a bathtub of ducks. I don't know if it's something it's something I want. I don't know if it's something I need.
Okay.
You don't know you need it until you see it.
Then you know.
Now you know. Yeah. Let's add Wonder Bar to our table topics. I want to make sure, because it looks like your French toast was just served.
Oh, we don't want to
go
cold.
No, so we want to. So we will dismiss Addie back to breakfast. Thanks for Michelle for her background story.
Now, we still have keep more. Going around the table.
Yes, we do. There's more people to talk to. There's more food to be had. But this morning, it's all about just celebrating each other. Let's just forget Valentine's Day is today, shall we?
Exactly. Let's celebrate.
And I'm going to Google Wonder Bar, and then we'll be back with more Morning Scramble live on Z102.9.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
Z102.9.
Is it because I'm focused on bacon and pancakes and also French toast, which is one dish, by the way? That's part of the problem. That is exactly part of the problem.
Is breakfast on my mind? Yes.
It is our Broken Hearts breakfast. It's the Morning Scramble. We are live at 351st. That is the restaurant, which my understanding is going to be packed to the gills tonight for their Valentine's Day. They're doing a three-course meal.
Sounds like it's going over very well. Because it sounds delicious.
And luckily, too, you know, lovely location downtown. Best views of any restaurant in Cedar Rapids because you were above the town. Great conversation at our table as we're getting to know our Broken Hearts participants. We took all of those emails over the course of last week. We drew five at random, and it's time to meet a few more of our new guests, our new friends.
Some of our new friends, some of the Broken Hearts. We told you a little bit about the stories that they sent to us, and we've been kind of going around the table talking about their stories. Our next around the table, we're speaking to Nikki. Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning.
Now, Nikki, I think you have a very relatable story because you said that, you know, COVID hit, and then you and your husband decided to split.
Yes.
It was time to just, you know, I think happened to a lot of people.
When you were all of a sudden confined to your home quarters, and that's the only person you saw for weeks and weeks and months.
Are we sure we want to do this?
It's kind of like doing a morning show with one person for 5 years, quite frankly.
It's a lot of FaceTime.
It is a lot of FaceTime. But you also work in the healthcare field. That just kind of took its toll on you.
Yes.
Fair to say?
Yes.
And we had a little bit of fun with your story comparing, in your world, what is worse? COVID from a healthcare perspective or online dating?
Online dating.
Is it really? You didn't even stop to think about that question.
Doesn't need to.
No.
I've lived through both of them.
Yes.
I've seen both of them closely, and online dating is the worst.
Yes. It's the unknown.
If we asked you to just type up horror stories of online dating, I'm sure you've got quite a few.
I have a couple.
Yeah. Anything as of recently, or is it so traumatic you don't want to go down that road?
Just a lot of surprises.
What you ordered is not what came from the
Absolutely.
Kitchen?
Absolutely.
Fair enough.
Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah, that I think that's a common thread in anything when you're, like, meeting somebody you haven't met before. It's, like, the fear of the unknown, and then maybe we embellish just a little bit.
So getting through a day like a Valentine's Day, is it events like a Galentine's or just getting some close friends together, does that kind of help push you through?
No, it's working and then going home.
Oh, just kind of staying in a routine.
Yep.
Perfect.
Yep.
That makes a lot of sense.
Because it's another day.
It's another day.
It's another day.
Just going day at a time, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Nikki, thank you for joining us for breakfast. We're going to let everybody get their aggression and frustrations out. We've got our mobile
Please stand by.
Rage room coming up very soon. We want to go down the line, though. And Terry, we need to dive into your story. We just brought this to the radio yesterday, and we want to make sure we understand all of the players, because we got a little confused with there's twins and then one ex-wife.
I don't think we fully grasped what was happening in your story.
What happened?
Yes, they're twins.
Okay.
And they share the same ex-wife.
Uh-huh.
And they both have kids
yes.
with the same ex-wife.
Okay.
So technically, since the kids are nieces and nephews and cousins, they're actually still brothers and
brothers
sisters.
And brothers and sisters.
Oh, wow.
Because they're identical twins.
Oh, my word. And you got involved, entangled in this
I didn't
family.
Mean to.
Yeah.
Nobody's accusing.
You know what? No, it's fine. It
Lots
happens.
Of funny
it
well,
happens.
It did. And of course, they're both have the same name because
yes.
their aunt named them. So I guess
how
that
confusing
been
is that?
My
Tress,
sign.
How do you bring that eye roll to the radio? Her eyes went up and her eyebrows were like, "Oh my god!"
Should have been my sign.
It's so hard though when you are dealing with like a love relationship. The hindsight is 20/20, but when you're in it, it's just so confusing.
Well, we've been friends forever.
Yeah,
the first guy, and so I didn't know much about his brother forever, and so I started. With the first brother.
And twin one, we'll call him.
Twin one, yeah, exactly. And so we dated for a long time and thought things were going great.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you get a drawer in the house, you
yes.
think, you know, you're doing
That's
good.
That's a step in the right direction.
You were spraying perfume on the pillow.
So that he, you know, could smell me while I left,
yeah.
which is what he liked. And go from talking all the time and spending time together till... No, I can't. You know, I got to go see my kids or my grandkids or to don't spray that, you know,
Something's up.
Yeah.
That's a red flag.
And you don't, you're like, what's going on? Oh, nothing. And, you know, and then when you catch the ex and him together in your pajamas,
walk into that. That's traumatic.
And then come to find out the whole family already knows, but doesn't tell you. When you're friends with the other parts of the family, you think someone should say something.
So that's heartbreak too. But then,
it
how did
very
you then
heartbreaking because
become come
you start
to
have feels that you shouldn't have?
But then, how did you get with the twin too?
That was like a year or so down the road, and he actually started by fixing my car. You know, just being a good mechanic, and then it's like, do you want to go out? Okay, maybe. You know, and then the other brother wasn't around, and so then. You know, you talk about things going, this is not what I want, and I don't want a repeat of what I had before.
Mm-hmm.
I promise.
I'm different. I know that we look the same, but I'm a different person.
Exactly. I'm not the same.
I'm not my brother.
And, you know, but yeah, my ex-wife and I are always going to be friends, and I got that. You know, you got kids together, whatever. And then, you know, she breaks up with her boyfriend, and next thing you know, he moves her into the house. And I'm like, could you think to ask your girlfriend?
Maybe
if that's a problem.
Yeah,
first?
Could we? I
yeah.
think that's a conversation.
Before the moving company in the boxes, I would ask
like,
present girlfriend.
I'm like, he's like, well, she didn't have anywhere to go. And I said, oh, yes, she did. But not your house.
We can brainstorm this
we
a little bit.
Yeah, and then, you know, and it's like... So I was patient for a while, and then I'm just like, you know, forget it. And
so you removed yourself from that entanglement.
I sure did.
Yeah.
And you are not, as we're calling it around the building, moving to Texas. You are staying away
from
the family.
Because, you know, like poor Nikki, I've done the whole trying to do online dating,
online
and
dating.
That's just awful.
Ugh.
So, no, we're not doing that.
You know what? 2024 should just be the year of me.
Yes,
it is.
Just make it the year of you.
And that's what I told my kids. It's all about me.
So, oh, we have
yay.
Some applause there. The
yes.
year of me.
I think we are all pro year of me. So we are, yes,
yeah.
we
yes,
are all so. About Terry. We
that's
are all about Addie. We are all about Nikki. We are
that's
all about
right.
Michelle. But there is one more person at the table.
That's yes. Right. And that's a very special story, which we actually wanted to spend a little extra time on. So let's get that ready to go. We've got so much more fun still to go as well. We got to smash some hearts and hand out some prizes. And I think we have 4 more loads of French toast coming from the kitchen as we
so
continue with our Broken Hearts Breakfast. It's the Morning Scramble live on Z102.9.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
We have a very important story to share.
Yes, we are going to introduce you to our last broken heart, who is Cheryl. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us, because we wanted to get in your story. We have not even touched upon your story because it's still so fresh for you. I mean, this all happened very recently.
So her email came in, by the way, at 1:45 in the morning under the subject line, I still dance every day, even though my heart is broken. Cheryl, you have a very impactful story. Please share your broken heart story.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Please. All eyes are on you. I know it's a little intimidating.
Hopefully there are no tears that are. I'm very thankful for the breakfast this morning, first of all. And I am appreciative of the opportunity to speak about this. And I did have a broken heart and, unfortunately, a broken face that came with a concussion. And so that is the gist of my situation.
A domestic incident.
Yes.
Which you are safe now.
Yes, affirmative.
Affirmative.
Yes.
Someone that you love, to be in a situation like that is absolutely heartbreaking. And we were so moved by your email, Cheryl, because you told us that you were doing better and you had heard about our Broken Hearts breakfast. And you thought, you know what? I still deserve to treat myself. I still, like, it's not a silly situation at all. This is a deadly serious issue that I think a lot of people deal with.
Correct. There are many women out there who hide their abuse and don't let others know. And I encourage them to tell at least a friend or somebody that they can trust until they get the courage to report it.
I'm starting to tear up.
I know.
We didn't know how to approach this. But we knew the story had to be told. So we reached out to Waypoint, and they are a victim advocate here in Cedar Rapids. And the phone number we'll give you a couple times. But if you know anybody who is facing domestic violence, and violence, by the way, doesn't have to be physical.
No, that is an important thing. It can be physical violence, but there are so many types of violence. And if you find yourself in a situation where it's like, this isn't healthy and I need help, I need to get out, Waypoint Services in our community is here for everybody. 24/7 support line that you can call. And that number is 800-208-0388.
These advocates, by the way, not only the support and the help that you need, you've got a 24/7 resource and support line, peer counseling, legal advocacy, medical advocacy, information, and referrals. Now we have a group hug going on. This is absolutely amazing.
I know. I love this day. Okay. Yes. Waypoint Services. That name was Waypoint Services. If you are in any way in any need. And Cheryl, we thank you for sharing your story because it took a lot of bravery to do that. And I think it's a really important story to share as well. And we just wanted to make sure that everybody is safe and loved on this Valentine's Day.
I was going to cry just because I was having so much French toast this morning, but actually this is what's doing it.
He's almost leaking syrup.
Yeah. Syrup is coming out of my tear ducts right now. So a big thank you to Cheryl and all of the women behind her supporting her on this very raw public admission to what happened. But this was a story we knew when we received your story. Had to make these airwaves because at some point this morning, this is going to help somebody out. 800-208-0388. If you know of somebody or are in a situation that's not safe, Waypoint is there to help you. With that, let's take a breath, a cup of coffee. Let's turn tears maybe into something where we can smash things with hammers.
Yes. Let's have a little bit of
yes.
joy. Shall
let's
we have a little bit
all
of joy?
All of that. It's the Morning Scramble, and we are live on Z102.9.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
Z102.9, 753 with the Morning Scramble. It's been all building up to our portable rage room, and we've got listener Addie ready to go. And we safety first with
right.
this corporation.
No, because that doesn't work.
So we had both a protective mask and then what looks to be like some sort of safety goggle, or else you're going skiing on the Alps.
Yes, it's safety first.
A big set of goggles.
A big set of goggles that have to go on.
You like that? She's set. Okay.
She's set.
But
her goal is to break open one of these ceramic hearts in which we have placed prizes. Unfortunately, due to a clerical error, we don't know what's in any of the hearts.
Yeah. Also, we just have numbered them, so we're going to find out once you smash it open. So,
oh, I'm so scared of Addie.
That's why we put cardboard down. So do your best to aim and don't. That's their table, not ours. Don't break their table.
And remember,
okay, if I miss the cardboard.
Just don't swing wildly.
Just swing normally.
Okay.
Just remember, they're supposed to be broken.
Yeah, by the end of the day, break that heart. So on the count of three, and it's going to take a couple whacks. This is like pinata party, but you can see. All right?
Really?
Here we go. 3, 2, smash that thing! Oh, I took one.
Apparently one and done.
How much rage was in there?
Do not kiss me.
Yeah, it said kiss me on it.
Each ceramic
producer
heart.
Ben, would you mind opening the contents? Because it's okay if you cut your hands. We just don't want her to cut her hands.
Each ceramic heart has a prize on the inside.
Look at she pulverized that.
Ruin my makeup.
Oh, my God. All right, the prize is... What does it say?
What does that mean?
What's it say, Ben? Morning.
Scramble swag.
Oh, swag. Like a bunch of free stuff from the radio station.
Down by your
down
leg.
By my feet?
Eric, there's a little swag
Sorry,
bag there.
I'm
oh, here it is.
What is that?
Right here.
Okay.
That is for you.
Addie, we went through the radio station and we found some fun prizes
yeah,
that weren't
if it
attached.
Wasn't glued down, we stole it and we're giving it to you.
Should I open it?
Yes, feel free to dump out the contents.
Go ahead and peruse
Let's see
your
what we have
swag
it.
Bag.
You don't understand how much I love
free
random
tchotchke stuff for sure.
What
so that's a mask for your face.
That's
a
nice
sleep mask. Yes.
I need to sleep better.
We got a bath bomb for
Yum.
You.
I need to relax.
Yes. That's for having pizza in the bath. Exactly.
Wait. Should I take this cardboard to put the pizza on?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Once we're done with the cardboard, that will be your tray for pizza.
That's perfect.
Okay. Limited edition morning scramble coaster?
That's a coaster.
Nobody is ever going to have one of these.
No.
Exactly.
That might be the last one in existence.
I think that's the only one.
Because we've changed
the
our logo.
The only.
That's it. You have it.
You've got it.
Don't. If you're lying, don't tell me.
No, we're not lying. We're truthing. That's just a notepad from your friends at the Iowa State Patrol. You may know. I don't know. You may know a
Please
few of them.
Please don't
I don't
pull
know.
Me over. I never
yeah,
speed.
Yeah, keep that in your car. Like, she's like, don't pull me over.
You know what? If I get pulled over...
Drop
what do you
Claire's
mean?
Name.
This is my
flash the little stack
flash
of post-its.
Flash the stack of
post-its. That should do it.
Hey, that'll get you out of a ticket.
We've got a dishwasher magnet, and we've got a stack of playing
cards.
There's...
You know what? My parents' new dishwasher does not... You don't know if it's clean or dirty.
That's finally. Why we made those magnets.
Finally, a solution.
You don't. How
That's
are you
why.
Supposed to know if the
exactly.
light doesn't go off?
Now you're always
yes.
going to know. This swag, all compliments
wow.
of the morning scramble.
One heart
Congratulations,
smash.
Addie.
More hearts to go as we continue our broken hearts breakfast, literally, on the morning scramble.
Waking you up with the morning scramble on Z102.9.
After everybody watched Addie smash hers, I think they couldn't line up fast enough to continue our broken hearts portable rage room.
Well, it's like it's cathartic, right? Because
yes.
it just gets out some of that aggression that you might be feeling if you're somebody who has a broken heart going into Valentine's Day.
Terry has drawn heart number two, and a quick reminder on her story. Terry is our twins story. Terry dated a set of twins and had her heart broken twice, and they both went back to the same woman.
The same woman.
The same woman. If there's not pent-up rage, I don't know what's going to do it. Terry, you ready to take a whack?
I am ready.
All right.
Terry's also got a face shield.
Which is a little big for her face, but that's fine. It works. It's all about protection.
Okay.
All right. This is your Lady Thor hammer. Give it a hit. Oh, yeah. Let's give it one more.
One more?
There we go. Okay, producer Ben.
She's popped out of the bag on that one.
Producer Ben's hands aren't as delicate, so we let him go in and grab the piece of paper.
Producer Ben
to
will
let us
collect
know.
The prize that Terry hath won.
What hath she won?
From smashing.
You won some flowers.
Oh,
flowers. Oh.
Terry, the flowers at the center of the table.
Those are for you.
Are yours
if
to
I
take.
Can have, though.
Congratulations.
You can
have them.
I even tore it up. My bad.
All right. So go ahead and take your bag of broken glass. Ceramic.
Everybody leaves with a bag of broken
yes,
glass.
If
That's
any,
right.
We're all winners.
Yes.
Here.
Thank you, studio audience.
Glass,
okay, fair enough.
Okay, passing on the glass.
We'll set that to the side. And now, Michelle, one of our first entries, by the way, for our Broken Hearts breakfast.
Here we go.
Michelle had her heart broken by a friend.
By a friend.
And it's something that you're just going to have to deal with. This is a continuing thing for you, Michelle.
It is a continuing thing. Recent.
Find new friends,
thing.
I hear from the back.
Here
Find new
I'm
friends.
Trying.
All right,
I'm
heart
trying.
Number three. Smash that thing. Yes! Woo!
That was a satisfying smash.
It did look good, Producer Ben.
Producer Ben will put his hand through the broken glass to retrieve.
He's like Chris Angel.
How does he do it?
It's a magician. What is it, Producer Ben?
TCR upgrade package.
Aha! The TCR upgrade package.
Everybody who joined us for the Morning Scramble Broken Hearts Breakfast gets tickets to Something Rotten because somebody done your rotten, right?
Oh, I am so excited. So they're all going. This is going to be so much fun. Woo-hoo!
You're all going to the show, but Michelle, you are getting an upgrade to your package because you get two drink coupons.
Two drinks and free parking at the bank.
All right. Woo!
There you go.
Please.
All right.
Enjoy.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
This is fun.
Even more to go with more broken hearts. We continue our breakfast, and most importantly, we continue the smashing. More coming up on the Morning Scramble.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
We had planned to kind of space out the smashing through the morning. I didn't realize how addictive it is.
This is addictive. This is so much fun, and everybody's like, ooh, I want to go in. And everybody's in line.
Yes.
So let's get to smashing some more hearts, can we?
We are. We're up to heart number four. This is Nikki. If you missed Nikki's story, Nikki, like a lot of people, unfortunately, during COVID, had a bit of a breakup there. Also working in the healthcare field, so then people were icky, right?
Yeah, and then you're dealing with COVID and then online dating, and when asked which is worse, she said online dating.
So with all of that aggression, Nikki, heart number four is yours for the smashing. Oh, my.
Whoa!
She won't stop.
Whoa!
She's taking that like a Mario brother.
So good luck, Producer Ben, as you stick your hand through the shards of glass.
Yes, Producer Ben has been so kind as to volunteer his gentle Amanda hands to reach in and grab the prize.
And Nikki won lunch from 350 first.
Oh, wonderful.
Congratulations,
yes.
Nikki.
Got a gift certificate for you to enjoy
for
lunch.
You, my dear.
As it works here, and this is the year of you, so just you in order for two people and have both dishes.
Do
right?
what you want.
Okay, Cheryl is up last. Now, Cheryl has asked to move the smash table to the ground.
Okay, Cheryl's going to do some damage,
yes.
I have a feeling.
She, after a story that has reached to the depth of my heart.
She broke you.
She broke my heart.
First she broke your heart, and now she's going to break this ceramic heart.
An unfortunate incident at home, but this all leads up to this moment, our fifth and final broken heart. Cheryl, this is your time. Smash away! Yeah! Oh, she popped it out of the bag.
She popped the bag open.
I thought the bag was going to contain the pain, but it did not.
Not for Cheryl. Cheryl has she used the She-Thor hammer.
She-Thor.
She smashed right through the bag. Producer Ben has reached in, and Producer Ben, her prize is?
A Hertin and Stocker Jewelers prize package.
Hertin and Stocker Jewelers prize package.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's see what we have here.
Well, Cheryl, it looks like you are going to get a gift card to enjoy a little bit of shopping at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, as well as a necklace.
Oh, my goodness. It is so beautiful.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Claire.
You're
Thank
so
you,
welcome.
Eric.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You, Producer Ben and Morgan.
Oh, she got all the things. She doesn't have to write hand thank yous anymore.
No, she doesn't. She's done.
We're not done. This is a morning about fun and surprises, but we do need to thank, of course, our friends at the DoubleTree 351st, Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, and as well as TCR.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
Ben has also been, safety advisor. Speaking of visors, we had both goggles and a professional visor to protect the faces of all five of our listeners who have smashed ceramic hearts.
Yes, they smashed the hearts open. They received some prizes, but apparently we are not done yet.
No, our dear, dear friends at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers go above and beyond, especially the season of love, right?
It is the season of love, and we told them that we were having a little celebration on Valentine's Day and that it was a broken hearts breakfast. And we asked them for a prize, and they said, no problem. Yes, we will hook you up. And they did, right? They gave us a beautiful necklace that is now around Cheryl's neck. But when we went to pick up that necklace to bring with us today, we did not know that they were going to include four more pieces of jewelry.
Yes, it's a prize. It is five prizes.
So, yes, ladies.
You all get a necklace.
Yes. Say it like Oprah.
Hertin.
Say it like Oprah.
You get a necklace, and you get a necklace, and you get a necklace,
That's
and you
right.
get a necklace.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. That's
can
how you,
you
handle broken hearts.
Can you feel the love? Producer Ben, I'm
Producer
tethered.
Ben will. Untethered Ben.
Please. Untethered Ben.
And your soft Amanda Man hands. Please.
Gently grace his hand as he hands you your prize.
Thank you to all of the ladies for joining us this morning. Did you love your breakfast, by the way? Yes. That was the, it's called the Mount Trashmore. It's a sweet cream pancake, and then on top, French toast, and then on top, they take the cookies from the Doubletree and smash them up, and it's warm and gooey and lovely. And then, being Ash Wednesday, we just put bacon out for options.
Optional bacon. Yes, 350 and First giving us a fantastic breakfast this morning for our Morning Scramble Broken Hearts breakfast.
Which, by the way, the show continues. It sounds like most of our guests are going to hang out, kind of watch the end of things, but we will continue the show live from 350 First. The top of the Doubletree continues on your radio, on your smart speaker, and on the Z app.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
Claire, it's been a moment since we've had a top that on the Morning Scramble.
Yeah, but it is Valentine's Day, so we are both like, we love fun facts. We like to kind of like fact off. We go head to head, fact to fact.
Barbie is a beach off. Morning Scramble is a fact off.
Yeah, exactly.
You ready to fact off?
I'll fact you off right here.
I'll fact you off right here, right now. Valentine's Day facts. It's called Top That.
Here's one for you. Okay. I bet you didn't know this. Did you know that there is evidence that kissing is more than 5,000 years old? That's older than Jesus.
What? That is older than Jesus.
Top that.
But, well, I want to hear some of the evidence.
Well... There's a lot of it because they researched it.
Okay.
What else do you need?
That's all I need. Just by saying top that.
Top that.
That's all I needed. Did you know Valentine's Day is one of the most popular days that people get engaged?
Well, yeah.
Oh, okay. The top that.
No, I figured, but like, why?
It's... So I think it's because it's the day you celebrate love. Christmas and New Year's also big dates for popping the question.
So, but no, this Valentine's Day is number one.
One of the most popular. At least last year, it was the most popular.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I did not know that.
All right. Top that.
Top that. Well, right now, I don't know if you heard like Those Girls in the Afternoon. They made a very popular. It's going viral on TikTok right now. It's called Candy Salad. If you put a bunch of ingredients together and call it a salad, bam, it's a salad. You know, kind of like strawberry pretzel salad.
Salad, yes.
Well, candy salad is just kind of your grandma's candy dish, really.
As a salad? Just keep adding it?
Yeah. So I suggest that everybody make candy salad today.
I actually got into this conversation with somebody who thought for X's and O's, the O was the kiss. And the X was the hug.
Is it not? Wait,
no.
What?
The X signifies the kiss, but nobody really knows why. There's a lot of theories. None have been actually confirmed, but you go back to 1880s when that symbol first showed up. It's kind of like the letter K, kind of looks like that X.
Yeah.
Or it's just as you kind of put your lips together.
But your lips are an O.
Like, well, that's what you're going for. Ah. No, it's the hug is more. That's the O, right? Your arms are going into an O, whereas the kiss is more like an X.
I feel like we've gone into some dangerous waters.
One more each, just to be safe.
And then we got to shut this thing down.
We got to shut this thing fast down.
Well, I don't know why, but somebody took a poll and they were asking Americans, what would you like to receive on Valentine's Day? 13% of respondents said that they would rather receive diamonds than chocolate. The rest of us want chocolate. But 13%, it's like, well, yeah, of course I'd rather have a diamond.
Well, no kidding.
Yeah, but I'm a realist, okay? Yeah. I don't think that I'm going to get diamonds.
I don't think I've ever given a diamond on Valentine's Day.
No. I think I've got a solid shot at some chocolate today.
Also considering the fact that on average consumers spend about $150. You ever bought a $150 diamond?
You know what?
They're pretty small.
Holy buckets.
If you go back to 2021, the most recent data, $164 on recipients, 41% also say, you know what? It's not about spending a lot of money. Maybe it's just a simple celebration or dinner at home.
How lovely.
That is lovely. That was a lovely top that.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay, have a good day.